ABC Radio Australia.
At a time when women weren't really holding key roles in Pacific rugby, Marina Schaffhausen was paving the way. She was known as the Iron Lady and managed the Samoa Sevens team during their mighty Moata glory days in the early 90s. We're talking Sir Michael Jones and Brian Lima for those rugby fans out there. It was Marina's love for rugby and for Samoa that helped the country win its first Hong Kong Sevens title in 1993. Marina died over the weekend, aged 83, and the Samoan rugby community is mourning her loss. Matamua Fale Paunga Filippo Saena was a member of that historic 1993 Samoan team and is now calling for World Rugby to induct Marina Schaffhausen into their Hall of Fame. I spoke with Filippo earlier about Marina Schaffhausen's legacy.
Much has been said about Marina Schaffhausen, but we as the players remember her as a very loving mother and also a very strict lady. She's always treated us like her own children. And she loves what she was doing. She's got a lot of passion for rugby, especially for Samoan rugby and also her village rugby team, where she helped build for a long time into one of the best rugby clubs in Samoa.
What was it about her that made her so successful and also gained the respect of both the Samoan players and the Samoan country as a whole?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Marina demands excellence on the field. But one of her unique ways was her combination with our coach Tofusi Salesa, which was very successful during our time. Marina would always talk about, you know, the whole team should have that same approach, the will to succeed. Part of our team culture is that, you know, when we have our prayer session, we were always talking about this, you know, that will to succeed. The whole team should have one heart. So these are all the things that we've been reminded. And, you know, because she is our a mother figure to us, you know, and that really sucked up us in terms of preparation for our tournaments when we have camps and that. A successful woman managing a men-dominated sport, that's a massive achievement.
I was going to ask about that because she was very much ahead of her time, you know, back then being a woman in a managerial position where a lot of sports, even to this day, are primarily men in those kind of positions. What was it about her that made her succeed in that spot, but then again also deserve and demand the respect of all those people around her?
Well, I think she's a God-given to Samoan rugby, because everything she touched, everything she did turns into gold. One of the very unique gifts that she had was her voice. It's so powerful. And every time she was saying something and everybody's listening. And then after that, her love and treating us like her own, and the team sort of responded in regards to, you know, playing for her, playing for our country.
I was just about to say, it makes sense, because I know that, you know, in anything that you do, you always want to make your mum proud. And if you guys saw her as exactly a mother figure, you would want to make her proud when you're out there on the sporting field.
Yes, exactly. You know, when you're on the field, you think about your family, you think of your mother, your brothers, your sisters, the way she was holding us together and reminding us that, you know, so that we can strive for the best and achieve together as a team and create history.
What I was really impressed just reading up about her is that it wasn't just Samoan rugby at that high level. Obviously, winning the Hong Kong Sevens is pretty top-level rugby, but she also contributed her own finances towards grassroots-level rugby. So, like, rugby clubs, I saw that she was providing playing uniforms. She really cared about the sport, even at that, you know, grassroots level as well, and wanted to see Samoa succeed at rugby, knowing, you know, that is often a pathway, those school rugbies, into national sporting teams.
Yes, I agree. She's spent a lot of money on rugby. Not only that, I remember we used to camp at her house without paying any money. So we've been camping at her house in Samoa and also her house in Auckland. It's not once, not twice, many times. And, you know, she spent a lot of her money and sacrificing her family for our rugby and our development. And she's been so inspirational. A lot of women in Samoa now are all looking up to her. It's because if Marina can do it, everybody can do it. I mean, all the women can do it. And they're looking back at Marina's achievements. And it tells us something unique about it, that women could be doing much better than men at these positions.
Any final words in regards to the impact that she had on your life?
Well, she played a really big part in my life. You know, we've been taught to be disciplined, you know, on what we do, not only off the field, but also on the field. And now we're living, we have our own families and that. The lessons that we learned from her have helped us rugby players to become, you know, better fathers and, you know, leaders in our community. I know that this is the first woman in regards to rugby that has really exceeded you know, the expectations of the people. And I find it really hard that the world rugby hasn't really looked at her as, because she is a pioneer of rugby. And I hope World Rugby will look at it as an inductor into the World Rugby Hall of Fame. I just hope that they look at it from you know, a tiny island achieving so much. Not too many managers from big countries there. They only dream of achieving, and I just hope that World Rugby will look at it from a different perspective.